Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved by the universe and me, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Okay, oh my gosh, we've got to get going because, man, wow, I have some information for you. It just about blew us away yesterday. First of all, I want to tell you all our next webinar coming up is going to be on rules. And I had not a clue what it was going to be on. This was totally given to me by the channel. Oftentimes, you know, I look around and go, wow, this is what's going on and this is what I'm interested in. But this was handed to me and I went, what? It's March 15th. So right after this came in, my daughter was over here and we were talking about something. She goes, Mom, there's just too many rules, right? So the channel said, well, there's a yin and yang to this, you know? So when is there too many rules? And when do we wish there were more rules? Like, I wish somebody would just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do, what to say, and how to do it, and I'll do it, right? So this webinar is really about useful rules versus rules that interfere with our creation. Rules cannot take you away from your own knowing. Let me say that again. Rules cannot take you away from your own knowing. So I'm going to Gabrielle in the third grade, and she had this nightmare teacher, and she would come home and say, Mommy, he's making me sit under the air conditioning, and I'm getting really cold, and I don't like it. I said, well, tell him, honey. She said, well, I have. And he said, you know, my rule is you sit where I tell you to sit. Well, for me, that wasn't okay. We went in, we had a meeting, the rule was changed, right? And so that's, we want to look at that, but we also want to look at the rules that have to be in place for that third grade class to run smoothly, with respect, right? And you're seeing a lot of us go into fear when there's not enough rules. And a lot of us go into fear when the rules start changing. The rules of what we've always known, when they start changing, it can bring up a lot of fear. And that is everything that's going on in politics right now, is all the rules are all over the place. We don't even know what the rules are. So that can be moving us into freedom. That can be moving us into fear. So I think this simple subject of rules is not so simple, and that's why they want to go into it right now, so that we are clear, we have permission to walk away from the rules, create new rules for ourselves when it's holding our creative power down. I want to invite all of you next Wednesday. I'll be doing my monthly Masterworks Healing Call. If you'd like to call in on Jennifer McLean's show, I'm up next Wednesday. And I'm so excited to tell you, yesterday, spent the entire day shooting the Little Child Experience program with Tanya Martinez. So again, a big shout out to Tanya. Thank you for always being there to help me and support me. That's why most of my stuff looks so blooming pretty. You know, you can tell I don't just shoot it for you over an iPhone. So it was so exciting. This is going to be, I hope, a very powerful. Oh, I know. They crossed that out and said, I know. Got to claim it to know it, right? A very powerful program for all of you to guide you through how to work with your little child and all the information about the little child in one place. So it took us about 4 or 5 hours to get all this done. And we turned the lights off and we turned the cameras off. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, there's something else. Now, I want to explain to you that part of this program that we filmed was a mini private session with Tanya about her little child. And it was all about her daddy would tickle her, and that would lead to, that joy would lead to a negative, which you'll understand when you watch the whole thing. But there was something that brought up for me. And I kept sitting there and I felt really tired. Now, I don't usually feel really tired unless there's stuff trying to come in, big stuff trying to come in. So the other thing that has been thrown at me a lot in the last 4 weeks is information about entities. Now, before you go all religious and bonkers on me with that word, I want to read you the definition from the dictionary of entity. Something that has a real existence, a thing, a being or an existence. So that's pretty nebulous. No big drama attached to that. So an entity can be a positive entity. An entity can be a negative entity. The entity of a church that preaches love and harmony and understanding and equality can be a positive energy. A church that teaches bigotry and hate and victimness can be a negative entity, right? So an entity is anything that has an energetic form to it. Okay, so I had a lot had come up. I had a private, and I'm telling you truthfully that I've probably ever had one or two privates in the history of the 30 years I've been doing this, 30 something years that I've been doing this, that dealt, the whole private dealt with entities. And the fact that they had to release these negative entities, again, energetic forces that had for some erroneous reason taken on a negative belief system. Okay. So finally, Tanya and I sat down and talked about it, and through talking, it just hit that I had to put the little child together with all this information about entities that had been coming in. And what it came down to was all of our little children believe this about self-creation. One, that they're scared to death to be their own creators. They're in fear. Oh my God, what if I don't know. What if I do it wrong? What if something bad happens? And the rule is, right, I don't have permission to be my own creator. Never have, never will, don't now. So the rule is you can't be your own creator. And if you are, you go into hell and damnation. Okay. The other belief is that we've been destined to damnation anyway. So we're damned if we do and damned if we don't, right? Which leads to happiness is never being in my own creation. Happiness has to be given to somebody else. My creation process has to be given to somebody else. Because for me to say I am God, I am the creator, I am the force, is blasphemy, and I go to hell. Now, this has been going on from day one, guys. And remember, your water, the world's water, water retains memory from the beginning of time. Right? So, that being said now, we have been sending out, and our little children have been sending out to the ionosphere, I can't be God. If I'm God or my own creator on this plane, then I'm damned forever. While we've been furiously working at being our own creator and living in love and being the power of our own choice. So again, you see, we're walking into the party going, hi, I really want to create who I am, but I'll be damned forever if I do. So does anybody in the universe out there want to play with me? Well, why? Why would the universe want to play with us until we're clear, powerful in the knowing that we absolutely must be our own creator, that we were given permission, go and do all the things that I do. That's why I've come, to give you the power to play around with this creation stuff yourself. So we have a claim here. This is huge, huge stuff, guys, because if our little children and all of the little children within us have this belief from time immemorial and all their past lives, if they have the belief that if I step forward to really be powerful and create my own life, I'm going to go to hell, we're never going to break through to the big stuff. That's how big this piece of information is. So, for all entities, positive and negative, I want you all to go to your love place. Drop down into your hearts. Let's open our hearts, our chakras, align our heart line, align ourselves with source. Feel the love from your love place. And we are sending this out to the ionosphere for all entities, negative and positive. All their experiences, our little children, our teenagers, our adults, and all energy in between. Any experience of them in all time-space continuums, past lives, present lives, and future lives, we claim, I am the creation of me. I am divine love. And I am safe and secure and powerful being my own creator and working with the energy of all creation. And so it is. We want to keep sending that charge out so that what we get back is our own power, not our own fear. Have we done everything? I cannot begin to tell you how huge this is. This is what I call a major breakthrough. So, let me see. I was looking earlier. That's interesting. There was something, somebody on here, and it says no one here. And they said, go there. And I'm not sure who it was now because they're all names. So, I think it was Miss Patty. We're going to start with you.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question, baby?
Okay. I keep getting sick and just cycles of it. And I just wanted to know if there's some underlying belief that's keeping me here.
Okay, guys, I actually had an email from someone about this yesterday. If you're getting sick, you're in resistance. And you're creating stress within you because that's what breaks down your immune system. There's also something, Patty, do you drink? Sorry, I don't remember.
I haven't been, and I actually had some last night. I had a glass of wine last night.
Yeah, don't drink too much because that's lowering your well, they are saying it's lowering your immune system. But
it's interesting.
It's why you want to drink. So why do you go back to your thought processes, oh my God, I need a glass of wine or I need a drink.
I just like to unwind after work.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is I want to drink because the day has been so stressful and I want to unwind.
But the thing is, I have been sick and I haven't been drinking.
Yeah, we're going to why you got there in the first place.
Hmm.
Why you got sick in the first place is because you, and I'm not a doctor, guys. I'm reading energy here. If you think you need to see a doctor, you go see a doctor. But what they're saying is you insist on connecting work with stress, Patty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you connect work with stress, I want to show you how confused the universe is, because most of the times you're calling in and you're going, I need to work more, Dee. What can I do to work more? And at the same time, you're walking in to the party where all the people can hire you going, okay, I get really freaking stressed out at work. Work means stress for me. Who wants to hire me?
Well, not that. It's, you know, and I hate to bring this up because I hear you in my head. There's just a girl at work that just nitpicks at everything I do. And you
are aware that this is a pattern, Patty, that we've gone through several offices and several people that nitpick you. And it's the same thing that the banks did with you with your mortgage. So now we're going to a core belief. Hang on.
Okay.
Because if we're asking for something that gives us joy and we equate that with stress and negativity, you can see the conundrum of creation. You're going to stop yourself in your tracks. So this
here.
Okay, I have to sabotage what I want or need. And those are the highest, most correct, and most complete words. So inside Patty, there was a negative energetic energy that believed that you have to sabotage yourself one way or another, either to get what you want or need, or when you get what you want or need, you have to sabotage it. Somehow, you've got to take yourself out of unhappiness into stress around getting what you want.
Okay, take myself out of unhappiness.
Yeah, so that your belief is, when I get what I want, I have to create some negativity somewhere. I have to sabotage it.
I see that pattern, yeah.
I see it big time. Worked with you now for a couple of years, baby cakes. Almost everything you have brought to me has that as its base. So you've got to work with your little child because this is and your teenager, okay?
Okay.
We got to turn this around. That's an old, antiquated belief that doesn't work for you anymore. It never did work for you, and it's not the truth. But you have to know that you're a powerful enough creator to shift it, okay?
Okay.
Spend a lot of time with her in your love place, getting her trust to go, you know what? When I get everything I want, whenever I get what I want, it's happy. I'm free. It's joyful. And I'm going to let everybody show up, you know, to promote that, to enhance that, and to give me the experience of that. So expect that from this person.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you. Thank you so
much. I love you too. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we're going to Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So I've created so much abundance, like money flow. It's all, I'm doing great with that. And I have my new place I'm living in, and I love it.
What's the but?
Well,
what's the but? Because that's what you're calling in for. What's the but?
I'm working in and around everything that I want to be a part of, but not working it the way I'd like to. I'm working at an Oscar event today. I'm guarding millions of dollars in jewelry, which is awesome. It's a great job, and it feels like a day job, but I want to be there. But I don't want to be there in that capacity. I want to be there because...
Okay, so right there, you walked into the party, and you said, I want to be here, but I don't really want to be here. I want to be here, but I don't want to be who I am here. So, you know, Lynn, and I'm going back to Patty, you guys aren't ever happy. You don't ever acknowledge. Hold on a minute. There's something that takes away the happiness and the power of you going, wow, I rock. Look what I'm creating. And that is where you have to continue to live. If you always go to the but, you're going to go back to not having it again. Wow, here I am. I'm guarding jewelry. I'm at this huge Oscar event. I'm in the energy I want to be in. This feels great. And now I'm going to feel what it feels like to be an actor here.
Okay, so that's the part that I'm not doing. Because all the other joyous stuff, and I'm having a great time, I'm loving who I'm working with, that's all there. And I think that's what's been bringing in the money and the work.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so because I feel like I've been in that joyous place and appreciating it all and having fun. But I guess the part that you're saying is now I have to switch it over into the actor part. Okay.
Don't have to switch it over. You have to attach the joy and the freedom and the power you're feeling from what you created to acting.
Okay.
Don't make it a but, make it an and.
And got it.
Okay.
Perfect.
So when you're in that energy tonight, go, I love this. I freaking love this. I had to do that with money, guys. Every time I would do a sci-fi show, I would come home and I had to make myself in the beginning count my money and go, you love this, Deanna. You love making this money. This money makes you happy. I had to give myself permission to attach the positive. Because if we don't always attach the positive, then the negative entities have a place to come in and set up house. Yeah, well,
I
told you, this is a really big show. Not to sound like Ed Sullivan. Okay, Lynn, thank you.
Thank you.
You bet, darling. We're going to, and I hope I'm saying this right, Anshul in India. Hello, darling. You're on.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah, correctly.
Good.
That's not normal, but yeah, at this time it was perfect.
Good, thank you. All right, what can we do for you, Anshul?
Yeah, my query is that I get too judgmental about myself and people.
You get what, darling? You're kind of, it's not a real clear line. You get kind of what with people?
Judgmental.
Ah, judgmental. Okay, let me stop you there. Because if you're judging other people, you are judging yourself.
Yeah.
If you're judging other people, you're saying, I'm going to put you down so that I can rise up and be better. You don't have to do that anymore. God, that's really old past life stuff for all of us, right? I have to conquer the other person in order to rule. But that's not true. The only person you have to conquer to rule in this life is you. And all the beliefs that are not in alignment with love and joy. So, first of all, I'm supposed to go to a core belief. So hang on, because this is hereditary and ancestral for you also. This sheet, hang on, there's so much coming in here. Here. Okay, if I don't know I am energy, I can't direct the energy that I am. So in other words, there has been passed down to you, in alignment with this show, there has been passed down to you the belief that you do not have control over your own creation. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. That is the opportunity you're offering yourself today. Look away from the people you are judging and look with joy to the fact that you get to create yourself no matter what family you were born into, what system you were born into, what country you were born into. The only person holding us down right now is us, because we are in some way connecting joy with pain. Okay?
Yeah.
So what you do this week then, Anshul, is every time you go into judging someone else, you go, no, I got this now. This is my old way of me not moving forward in my own life. So what do I want? I'm going to find my love place and feel good about what I want. And I'm going to take action about what I want. I can do this. I want everybody say this with me. As far as creating our own lives and knowing we can go all the way, we want it, we need it, we deserve it, we attract it, we never have a problem with it, and we're always able to do it. And so it is. So I want you to play around with that for a week or two and call me back, okay?
Sure.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
You bet. Sandy in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cake.
Gosh, always good to talk with you, speak with
Thank you.
Thank you. The rules really hit home, and I don't give myself permission to be my creator. And I say a lot, damned if I do, damned if I don't, you know, and then I just
well,
my
bingo.
Hands up.
And they
up in the air.
And they want us all to know that we're all doing that. We may not be as conscious as Sandy is, but we're all doing that to some degree or another. We're all moving through it. We're all moving past it. We're all starting to really grasp it. But going back to my first caller, especially around health, we don't know we're our own creators. That doesn't even make sense to our brain that we would have any control over what happens to our bodies. But we know that what happens to our bodies happens in our energy first. So what was your specific question, Sandy?
Well, really back to your first caller, it really hit home as well, is that when I am in a forward motion, something happens, like I was going to get out and start walking, and I was going to start getting out and doing a couple other things, and I broke my toe. So
okay, I've got your core belief here, and
yeah.
I want you all to listen to it. When I love myself, I'm depressed. When other people love me, I'm depressed. So, in other words, that looks like I'm not worthy, and I have to give up me some way to experience love for myself. Now, of course, what is all our work based on? Loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you're attracted to this work, because
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what you're trying to break through now and create your freedom in. Why was your little girl, why did she, and I'm going right to your mom, big time, was your mom sick a lot?
No. No, not up until the end.
Well, go back to your little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because your little girl perceived your mom not physically,
okay.
but ill in some way.
Well,
so how
she
would
took a lot of,
yeah, go ahead.
She took my father's abuse.
Okay. Well,
and wasn't strong enough to leave.
Okay. So in order for me to be safe and loved, I have to be abused. You've taken that and morphed it into depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, if we say being joyful and loving myself has to take me into depression, that's a big state of abuse. That's personal
mm-hmm.
abuse, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Okay, well, stop it. Go watch Bob Newhart's Stop It on YouTube, everybody.
Stop.
That's right. You will
okay.
get in a really funny way how simple it is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I love myself, what's the opposite of being depressed for you? What's the opposite positive?
Oh, just freedom.
Okay. Freedom.
Yeah.
And they want to add, and what?
Trust. Freedom and trust.
And joy.
And joy.
Yes, they want to get freedom. So when I love myself and I let everybody else love me, I live in freedom and trust and joy. Can you feel the expansion of that?
I do, but for some reason when I hear the word joy, I compress.
Yes, because you're still working with the belief that you have to be depressed. So your little child is going, no, 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 I'm not safe if I give this up.
Okay.
Don't you understand?
Yeah.
You know, mommy was God, and that's the way God created itself. So that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, mommy was the God of her,
mm-hmm.
and she chose to create herself as a victim who stayed a victim in exchange for some sort of love and security. Do you still want to be your mom, Sandy?
I don't, but I know why she did it. It was to keep us girls safe.
Okay, but that doesn't apply
mm-hmm.
to you anymore. Love her,
no,
thank her,
mm-hmm.
and then create something greater for you, for yourself. Look,
mm-hmm.
you're talking to the choir here. My mom stayed with my dad and took his abuse every night that I can remember, every day that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said to her, when she finally left, she said, well, I was staying for the sake of the children. And I said, well, Mom, I love you, but I wish you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Do you know what you put me through? What you put us through? They did the best they can, Sandy, but
mm-hmm.
they didn't know. So you got to work with your little girl now and retrain
mm-hmm.
her. You know, you don't have to live with this the rest of your life. Every time you decide to take a step forward, back to taking a walk, you want that door to open easily and you step out of it, right?
Right.
Well, then you have to replace this belief.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
I do.
Okay, are you going to do it? Because my pendulum goes to no. So are you going to break through and do what you have to do to break through this, even though your little child's fighting you or not? Stand with the community right now. Are you? Good.
I am.
Now my pendulum goes to a yes. Because if you don't take the time to go in to your room with your little girl and work with her, this is going to be hard for her to shift. If you do, it can shift in a day. But you got to do it. Okay?
I will do it, yes.
All right. I'm
Thank
standing
you.
With you on that, baby cakes.
All right,
honey. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
We got to stand with each other and support each other here, right, till we break through with these things. Marilyn in North Carolina. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hey, Dee. This is Marilyn. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Your messages are very much appreciated, and I appreciate the purity in which you deliver them.
Thank you, darling. What can we do for you?
I have some emotional knots, and they're showing up as paralysis in my lower back. And I've recently been told that I'm a healer, but I don't really own that. And I want to communicate with my cellular structure, you know, my innate intelligence that's in my body. I want to communicate with my cells and be able to consciously direct these cells so that
okay, all right,
I
have to stop you there, Marilyn, because I'm being hit with so much information. First of all, this thing in your back is a past life experience that you're remembering now. And what they're showing me, at first I thought it was a sword or something, but what they're showing me is like a mental fist that's going into slamming you from behind in your back right above your hip bones.
Yes, it's paralysis. I really am having a difficult time functioning as a normal human being right now.
Okay. All right. I hear it. I hear it. Let's just focus on what we can do about it. I'm not a doctor. I'm getting energy things here. Okay. Here we go. You need, literally, I mean this, to work with all the past life children that you've had. In other words, all the lifetimes you've had. And we will get to the succinct belief. But it's working with all the past life children, which we started the show with. If you didn't hear the first of the show, go back and hear it again.
Yeah.
Because you've been carrying this in one way or another, you've been carrying this from the time you ever incarnated the first time. You're dealing with like 30 lifetimes. So this is a big flipping deal for you.
It is, because I am wanting to go beyond the mind.
Well, yes. And you know, what my channel said is when we work with our whole brain, we are working with the totality of God that we are. Not the mind, but the brain. So hold on, they're taking me to a core belief. Okay, the core belief is I have to struggle to conquer. Those aren't the highest and most complete words. Hold on. Okay, this is the sentence they're giving me. I have to buckle, and that means like physically buckle when you're knees go out from under you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Being slammed in the back with a metal fist certainly would do that. It would throw you forward. Your knees would buckle. You'd fall. I have to
buckle.
Yeah, hold on.
No wonder it feels like a knot.
I have to buckle to create. So every time, you see, and that's what your words were, is that you realize that you want to come forward, you want to claim yourself as this healer that you are, and you're literally buckling because you're remembering this belief that you have to buckle in order for you to get to the point that you even start breaking through. So it always keeps you from breaking through, in other words, Marilyn.
Yes, it's like a wall.
Right. And so many of us are experiencing that. We're right up at the wall. We've come through so much. We've broken down and let go of so many negative beliefs. And then it's that going all the way, going all the way. And now this is what you're bringing in. They want to give us all one statement for that wall, that imaginary wall that's keeping us from going all the way. Because I've been asking for this for weeks, claiming I know what that wall is. See, I've been claiming I know what that wall is, because if I don't claim that, then I don't ever get the information, and here it is. So thanks for being the conduit to bring it to me. Sheets, but could you give me a song, Marilyn, any song that comes in?
Burning Down the House.
Okay. Well, again, back to the very first of the show. If we're our own creators, just let history flash before you. If we're our own creators, we've been beheaded. We've been burned at the stake. We've been hung. We've been shot. We've been, you know, the message that we have been fighting since the beginning of time. Let's go back to Adam and Eve, even though it's a metaphor. You choose what you want to do, and you're too powerful, you go to hell. And so, can you imagine how frightening that is for our little children coming in, knowing that for every lifetime they'd ever lived, and here we are going, come on, honey, be powerful. I want to be powerful. I know I'm the creator of me. Let's be powerful. And she's going, or he's going, holy hell, don't you remember we got killed every time we've tried to do this?
Well, I am brought now to a thought that it's all about my relationship with my own creativity.
You bet.
Which is my divinity.
You bet. And every religion has taught us we are not God, which means that's a loaded word. So that means we're not all thought and all possibility, because my channel's definition of God is all thought and all possibility that you get to choose from. Now, if we're not all thought and all possibility, we're limited right there. So we have to claim we are, I am, back to the I am principle, I am all thought and all possibility. I was given the freedom to choose who I am. And most of us are choosing that I am the power of me in a limited way, because I'll be damned if I go all the way. Yeah.
It's like a clarion call.
Well, yes, it's a clarion call to all of us that if you want to go all the way, guys, you can't go all the way in a limited way. Limitation and going all the way are oxymorons, right? Hold on. They want me to look up liver for you. Anything going on with your liver?
It possibly could be, because I have some chiropractic issues around the 4th, 5th, and 6th vertebrae that are now fused in such a way that they're not flexible anymore.
Okay. Listen to this. This is going to blow your minds, guys. You don't think you've got a channel you can trust. Listen to this. Under liver problems, cosmic double play. Their higher self-manifestation has been thrown off balance by some sort of severe setback or by a catastrophic loss or event. They therefore lack good sense, sanity, equilibrium, and normalcy at the moment. They have difficulties with discrimination, faith, and capacity for spiritual knowing. Now, that's just what we talked about. All those things are going on within you because it's, okay, are you going to... Pardon me, this is what I'm being given. Are you going to poop or get off the pot? Right? The time for us to decide and claim that we are the creation of us and we are working with all thought and all possibility to choose the highest things we want for ourselves to go all the way in that choice, and to know we are blessed and safe and secure and filled with joy and love when we do it. We have been given permission to create ourselves. Okay, Marilyn, that's what this is all about, and it all ties in perfectly with what you called about and what we talked about earlier. Thank you so much. That created a lot of clarity for a lot of people, sweetheart.
Thank you for being my co-creator and invoking integrity.
Thank you, Marilyn. Boy, that's my favorite word, you know, integrity. Thank you, darling. Yeah, if we're not in integrity with ourselves, you know, what the channel is saying is we're out of integrity if we are not claiming our power, because our power is our truth. And if we're lying to ourselves, we're out of integrity. Wow. Katie in New York, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Hi, I want to move and I don't have a job. And the people where I'm staying at, they don't want me living here, and they're very negative towards me. And
are you living off them?
No, I'm just living in the house. They don't give me anything. I'm just it's just the house I live in.
Okay, are you paying them rent?
No, but they don't pay rent either. It was my stepfather's house. It's all paid for.
I see. Okay.
They just never liked me. We just never got along, and they don't want me here.
So tell me what they don't like about you.
I think they just don't like my spirit, that I'm ambitious, that I'm a go-getter, that I'm naturally happy, and I think they try to steal my joy.
Yep. You just described what most of us are doing to ourselves.
Okay.
coming off the last call, if I love myself and I let other people love me, I'm depressed. So you see how you're playing this out with these people?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Say it again.
Well, you've set yourself up in a place with people that say, we don't like your light, we don't like your spirit, so we're going to create an atmosphere here where you're not happy. Which means when I live in my joy and I love myself and I shine my light, I got to pay for it somehow.
Okay.
Okay.
So
you want to move.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to move unless you have the money to move. That's
right.
A given. Unless there is someone or someplace else in your family or friends where you can go where you don't need money to move.
Okay, I don't have that situation. But
okay, then you got to find a job.
Yeah, I could find a job. And also, I manifested money before to move, but I wasn't in a toxic environment when I manifested it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what you just said to me in that statement, Miss Katie, was I can't manifest money because I'm living in this toxic environment. So what that says to me is I can't create money because I'm allowing them to take away my creative power.
Okay, I see that.
Okay.
I get that.
Nobody can make you be unhappy.
Okay.
Nobody can take your power of creation from you. And with a lot of these limiting beliefs and these fears of our little child, we often create scenarios where we can't bring our power forward because we know how powerful we are going to be when we claim our power. And our little child is going, oh, my God, don't be that powerful. You know how dangerous it is.
Yeah, yeah, I think I have a fear of that because sometimes when I think about living on my own, even though I don't, I still have this, like, oh, I'm going to be alone. Like, I feel like I'm going to be alone. Like, I guess
okay.
I have a fear of being alone.
So let's go to your little child because that is indeed what her fear is. Why?
Okay.
From five back to conception, maybe six.
Uh-huh.
Why would your little child be in fear of being alone?
Because my father was my good parent, and then he disappeared.
Well, okay, there you go. You see?
And I was left with my mother, who I never got along with.
So your good disappears?
Mm-hmm.
Or when you feel safe and happy and joyful and loved? You know, it's got to leave somehow. Somebody's got to come in and abandon Katie.
Yeah.
Okay. But Katie, what I want you to understand, beautiful person, is that's how you're abandoning yourself.
Yes, I know that. I okay, yes. I get that.
Okay. So we don't want to abandon ourselves because then we're not speaking with one voice. Do you understand?
Yes.
You got to get that little girl on board and go, look, we're not going to live out the scenario ever again that our joy and our happiness have to leave us. We're going to create everything we want, and I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to keep you safe. And we're going to create what we want, and we're going to know that always stays present in our lives because we're always consciously creating. All right, darling? Work with your little girl so that she becomes comfortable with that, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. My goodness, what a show, you guys. What a show, what a show. Jeannie in Utah, you got to go really fast, baby cakes.
All I can say is thank you. Everything that you talked about is what I was going to bring to light, we're finding ourselves, that our little girls, our little kids inside of us really are still running so much of the show, that we are living our lives with one foot on the accelerator, one on the brake.
Yep.
Just
perfect analogy. Perfect analogy. And that's why so many people feel stuck. You can't move forward. You can't go back. Because your foot's on the accelerator and brake at the same time. And that's because you're not speaking with one voice. So if you just say, okay, this is my voice. Everybody right now choose, this is my voice. I am what? I am powerful. I am my own creator. I am love. I am joy. I am health. I am abundance. I am divine right relationships. I create all the desires of my heart and I go all the way. all the way. I have been given permission by God, who is all thought and all possibility, to be my own creator and go all the way. This is who I am, and so it is. Awesome.
How can we make people feel like they're safe?
What?
By doing it, how can people, in the world the way it is, make themselves feel safe because they are taking care of that little child?
Look, you feel safe when you know you're in charge of yourself and your own creation. You see, the world the way it is like Katie saying, I can't create my world because of the people I'm living with. It's the same thing. So does all the challenges of the world pull your focus and pull you away from your own creation? Or do you stand in your I am presence and go, I'm flipping the God of me. I can choose to be happy and empower right now. Got it?
Yes, thank you.
The fear is about not having the choice of your own creation. That's the biggest fear ever in the world.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, darling. Much love to you. Oh, my God, you guys, this community, you just are amazing. Yet again, I will go into Lanny and go, what an awesome show. This community, so full of love, so full of power, so full of commitment into going all the way into our freedom. Wow, I just love you all so much. I love you, and I love me so much. Until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.